Joseph Mbiti grows kat, or mira as it is known here, at his farm in Meru, central Kenya. Even though the British ban is a little more than 2 months old, he says he already is feeling the consequences.
I am a farmer and I depend on kat for my livelihood. Since the ban in Britain took effect, I haven't been able to pay our children's school fees. I don't know what I'm going to do. There is still a balance remaining, which we haven't paid.
The ban has affected others involved in the business of producing and selling kat leaves.
We used to take 30 pickups with mira to Nairobi, but now we only have 5 pickups, meaning more than 20 drivers are jobless, and many of the pickups are now just parked here.
Britain's ban on kat has created a glut in local markets, driving down the prices and employment opportunities.
Many young men who used to package kat in Meru and at the airport are now jobless. The price of kat leaves has gone down drastically because all the kat that was to go to Britain is now sold locally. We are making huge losses.
Britain's demand for kat is driven by its large ethnic Somali community. Users say chewing the leaves makes them feel happier, more alert, and more energetic. Some even say it is helpful in fighting gastric ulcers and obesity. Opponents say long-time use of kat can damage the brain and lead to addiction that causes social problems similar to those caused by alcoholism and drug abuse. The World Health Organization has classified kat as a drug of abuse because it can produce mild to moderate psychological dependence. Kenyans and others living in countries where kat is legal disagree.
The fact that they're saying is some part of it, it contains some elements that are banned in the United Kingdom, does not mean that the whole plant or the whole mira is a negative impact to this entire society in the UK.
The ban has caused heated debate in Britain, where critics say it will spark a lucrative illegal trade, but supporters say it will help prevent Britain from becoming a hub for the illegal trade to countries where kat is banned. Some Kenyans fear losing a legal job in the kat trade could drive many people to crime.
Kat helps me educate my children and provide food for my family. I depend on it. This is why I'm not involved in crime.
Kat is banned in most European countries and in the United States and Canada. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.